ॐ अज्ञान ठिमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्वेशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका खंड राधा खंड नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवे प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
I am very grateful to be with all of you this evening. Thank you for being with us. Kirtan, Mumbai. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that in performing various religious or spiritual functions, rituals, it is inevitable, especially in this age of Kali, that so many mistakes will be made. But simply, sincerely, earnestly, chanting the names of Lord Hari, the names of the Lord, makes everything completely auspicious. Because Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. Lord Chaitanya, he prayed that the Lord has many, many names, as is revealed in various religions throughout history, and even in the Vedic literatures, there are thousand names of Vishnu. There are unlimited names of Krishna. And in each and every one of these names, the Lord has invested His full potencies. The power of His love the power of his compassion, the power of his beauty, the power of his forgiveness. All the power we see within this creation of the creating unlimited universes, maintaining all of these universes, and the power of ultimate devastation. They are all like little fractions of the potencies of the Absolute Truth. And the full power of God is within the name. Kalerdo sunidera janastihe kumahan guna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha parambrajet. That this Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. We see around us so much greed, so much unquenchable passion, envy, arrogance, pollution. But there's one special benediction that simply chanting the names of Krishna, one can attain the supreme perfection of liberation. Therefore, the Brihadnaradiya Purana tells, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, 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 gatir anyata. That there is no greater blessing in this age of Kali than the chanting of the names of Hari. And Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, who had descended to taste the sweetness of Radha's love and to spread that love to everyone, he taught us a beautiful verse. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudicheti Koriya Yudoi. That love for Krishna is dormant within the heart of every living being. When we associate with the Lord's devotees and in that company perform kirtan, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, that love is awakened from within. Jeev jago, jeev jago, gora chandra pole, kota nidra jayo maya pisachira kole. Wake up! Wake up, sleeping souls. We are sleeping in the lap of maya or illusion. Mukunda Madhava Hari, by chanting these names of the Lord, it awakens our eternal true nature. This kirtan is like the Chintamani. It can fulfill our deepest, most cherished desires. Forgetful of who we are and what we have, we chase after mirage after mirage in this world, thinking we're going to find happiness with some temporary thing or some temporary situation. But the real reservoir of all pleasure is within our own hearts, our dormant love for Krishna. Haridas Thakur, he was given the title the Nam Acharya. That means he taught by his example the highest truths of the very essence of all knowledge. Haridas Thakur was born at a time 500 years ago in a family that was rejected totally by the orthodoxy. But yet, Sri Chaitanya, he saw the sincerity of his heart. He would chant no less than 192 malas, 300,000 names every day. And he was tasting such inner fulfillment, peace, love, happiness, that nothing could distract him from that. And in one place he was giving a speech to some of the greatest scholars and pundits of the land. And Haridas said that by chanting God's names, we can get material benefits. We can get health. We could get wealth. We can get yogic siddhis. By chanting names, God's names, we could even get mukti, liberation. But he said, all of these are insignificant byproducts of the true treasure that we can gain by chanting God's names. That's prema. Unlimited, pure, unconditional love for Krishna. And it is described herein that Krishna is like the root of all existence. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate. When we put water on the root of a tree, it nourishes every part of the tree. Every leaf, branch, flower. Similarly, when we put the water of our affection in Krishna, then naturally our love extends to every living being. And all of our selfish, egoistic, petty pursuits become insignificant in comparison. The real wealth is premadan, the treasure of the awakening of that love. And from the perspective of a sadhu, and in this case, a sadhu could be a swami, a monk, a housewife, a businessman, a politician. We find in the scriptures Parikshit was a sadhu. Ambarish was a sadhu. Sadhu means sadhu namhridayam mayam. One who makes the service to the Lord one's life and soul. And from the perspective of a sadhu, anyone, wherever they live, whatever they have, if they are bereft of understanding that prema, that love within their heart, they are internally in poverty. Real wealth is what brings real fulfillment. And real wealth and real fulfillment is not subjected to the ever-changing situations and uncertainties of this world. It is not disturbed even by death. Because the Atma, the soul, is Satchit Ananda, it is eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. Nahanyate hanyamane sarire, it is neither born nor does it die. That is the true self. That is who we are, who we've always been and who we always will be. And the most precious potential of the self is that treasure of prema that is within us. Bhakti is the process of awakening that prema. And the most powerful means in the tradition of bhakti is kirtan. the chanting of the holy names of the Lord.
Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. It is the prime benediction for all living beings.
And it's so simple, so accessible, that anyone could chant at any time. There are no hard and fast rules. We cannot do puja when we're
in the toilet room.
But we could chant the holy names there. We may not be able to do puja or do dhyana meditation when we're in a crowded bus. But we could cry out the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey Krishna, hey Govinda. Even a child. Sometimes when I'm giving lectures, people fall asleep. Now it's so dark I cannot see whether you're awake or asleep from where I am because these lights are on my eyes. And little children, usually as soon as I start speaking, they run to play. But when the kirtan starts, they come back and blissfully dance. Because it's so pleasing. It's so accessible for everyone, anywhere, at any time. This beautiful event, Kirtan Bombay, is not only an opportunity to come together for satsang, to share the sincerity of our aspiration to love God and live according to highest dharma. But also, when we come together, we develop this inspiration to take this blessing, this gift of the holy name with us wherever we go. While we're traveling in our homes, at work, Krishna tells in Gita, satatam kirtayantomam, that who is a great person? One who is constantly performing kirtan, constantly chanting the holy names of the Lord. It's the greatest gift, and it's free. It was here in Mumbai, very close by at the Cross Maidan Park, that I first met my beloved Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And there was about 30,000 people in the audience. He was sitting on a stage. He was chanting this beautiful kirtan. And there were devotees from all over the world on the stage with him. It's the first time anybody in India ever saw such a thing. There were Africans, there were Europeans, Americans, Russians, dancing and singing together with the people of India. And among the people of India, there were people of all castes from all different communities gathered together with one heart. You see, on the spiritual from a spiritual perspective, we are all children of the one God. Castes, races, communities, these are designations of this temporary body. But kirtan actually brings our consciousness to that eternal spiritual state where we could actually realize in the presence of Krishna and Sri Radha, we are all brothers and sisters unconditionally. It was a beautiful thing to see. And Srila Prabhupada was sitting at his microphone with tears in his eyes. He called me on the stage by his kindness, and I was sitting only a few feet away from him. It was the first time I ever met him. It was such a moving experience. He wasn't... Well, let me say this. I had traveled so many places in the world and met so many religious leaders who give sermons, lectures, speeches. But I saw in Srila Prabhupada, as he was addressing the people of Bombay, he had tears of emotion in his eyes. He was literally pleading with everyone. Please take this opportunity. It's so precious. If you have a rare diamond, but you don't understand its value, you can just leave it somewhere, and either we forget it and lose it, or somebody steals it. Because we're so distracted by taking care of things that really are not worth much of anything. We've been given this rare jewel of this transcendental sound vibration of kirtan that awakens the highest ecstasy and the ultimate perfection of human life. And yet we're so distracted. We have so many worries. Srila Prabhupada was pleading, please take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. It's your culture. It's your tradition. It's your heritage. It's your greatest wealth. And it's free for everyone. The only price is our willingness to open our hearts and invest some time in chanting. We know the story of Draupadi. She was in the assembly of the Kurus. And the wicked Duryodhana, he wanted to cause the most terrible pain to her and her husbands. He called her his brother Dushasana, who was a Maharati. Each of his arms were stronger than many elephants. And he dragged Draupadi in by the hair. And then he took her sari to strip her of her cloth, to totally humiliate her in front of everyone. Poor Draupadi. She was helpless. She turned to the Pandavas, her husbands. But they were already like prisoners. They had to put their heads down. There was nothing they could do to help her. She turned to Bhishma and Drona, her superiors. And they looked down in shame. She turned to Dhritarashtra and all the others in the assembly, but nobody would help.
She flew into a rage. You call yourself Kshatriyas? Heroes? You are cowards. You are afraid to stand up when a person in total helplessness needs you?
But her words had no effect. Dushasana began to pull, and with her own hand she tried to pull in return. But she was no match to him. Then she realized she was utterly helpless. Trinadapi suniche na taror iba sehishmana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahadi.
In a state of genuine humility, she extended her arms toward God in the sky. She let go of the sari and put her arms up. Putting her arms up was not just a dance step for her. It was an expression of total surrender to the will of the Supreme.
When we dance with our arms raised, it's not just a dance step. Of course, if that's what you want it to be, that's what it is.
Yeyatamam prapadyante tamstataiva pajamyaham.
When we raise our arms, it is an expression, my Lord, I am yours. I'm completely dependent upon your mercy, your kindness, and your love. In that state, with tears in her eyes, with utter gratitude toward Krishna flooding from her heart, and her arms raised in a mood of sharanagati, she cried out, "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda." Krishna cannot resist the helpless call of his devotee. Srila Prabhupada told the people of Bombay, we should chant like a baby child crying for a mother in a time of danger. Krishna manifested himself in her sari. Dushasana pulled and pulled and pulled, and Krishna's unlimited, therefore her sari became unlimited. The entire room was filled with sari material. Dushasana pulled until he was so exhausted he fell to the floor, and Draupadi was still fully dressed. Krishna tells in Gita, when we take shelter of him, he preserves whatever little we have and he carries what we lack. And this is what he did for Draupadi. And this story is there as a lesson to us. This was all staged because it's the reality of our own lives. Krishna is there to give himself in total to all of us, if simply we humble ourselves to take advantage of this greatest blessing, the chanting of the names of the Lord in kirtan. It cleanses our hearts, cleanses our minds, and awakens the very essence of life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And we are so very grateful that Prem Kirtan Prabhu and his team have, whoever else, I don't know all the names, they have worked really, really so enthusiastically to provide this wonderful event. And we're hoping it's the beginning of something that will attract the hearts of millions of people in Mumbai to come together to actually experience and spread that real spiritual peace that the world is so desperate of in our times today. Thank you so much.